I cannot unthink my pain. This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I cannot unthink my pain. How often have you had pain that just boggled your mind, that boggled your attitude, that boggled your body, that made you feel uncomfortable, totally ill at ease? Everyone's had that from time to time, and we cannot unthink our pain. No matter how much we train ourselves to use our mind to unthink something, we never can unthink something. If I spend time trying to unthink a situation in my life, a pain, I am giving that situation power. I am giving that situation attention. I'm giving that situation an attitude of my mind that says it is real, it does exist, and it is something that I must face or suffer under. No, that's not the way we want to have it, is it? Not at all. We are not interested in having pain. We are not interested in having problems. We are not interested in having circumstances in our life that cause us to be unhappy. The more we think about pain, the more we empower it. And we cannot unthink pain, because every time we think about any situation that is painful to us, we empower it to continue. Now, it seems like that's something that nothing can help, but there is something that can help. The most obvious, the most wonderful, the most beautiful thing that ever crossed our mind. When I feel sad, I start thinking happy thoughts. I start thinking thoughts about things in life that made me joyful, that made me happy, that made me feel very good. And lo and behold, I started being happy. I started experiencing happiness. I started knowing happiness because I began thinking happiness. I experienced poverty or lack. And so as long as I thought about the lack that I was experiencing more and more. I cannot unthink poverty. I cannot unthink anything in my life. I can think things, which I do. And if I think about poverty, I will enjoy it. Now, can I think about my life as being fulfilled in every beautiful way? Can I think about all of the good things that come my way? Can I be a Pollyanna? Can I think about joy and peace and harmony and love? Can I think about the health that I do have, the happiness that I do have, the friends that I have, the place where I live, the clothing that I have, all the things that I have? When I empower my thought to think on those thoughts, I empower those things to be my reality. Now, they always were my reality. They always were in my heart. They always were in my thinking system, but I did not think about them. It's so easy when something happens to grab our attention that we give our attention to it. Somebody says, "Hey, come here, look at this terrible thing." And you say, "No way. All is in divine order." And then you turn your attention to all in divine order. Well, you can't run away from problems. You can't run away from circumstances that need to have your attention, that need to have your presence and need to have your action. Somebody needs help. Okay, you go and you give them help. Somebody needs money. Okay, you go and you tell them how to spend their money wisely. Somebody needs food. You go and show them all the food that they have, all the lovely things they have, And if you wish, you can share with them. But giving them food is not going to help them. They must realize that they have that food and show them where it is and show them how it is and show them how to appreciate it and enjoy it as they go along. Oh, yes, even that little bit. It's like the widow's mite. Even that little bit. That little bit given in faith and in expectation of knowing that that is my gift. When children give a gift to a parent, it's not an expensive gift. It's something that they have gathered from their treasures. They might have pulled a flower out from the garden. They might have gone into their treasure heap of disgusting things that you think, no way. But they're there in the child's dresser drawer. And she looks in there and she finds this thing that she thinks is very beautiful. It's a broken piece of glass that she found. And she brought it home because the sun shone on that glass and made it look so beautiful. And so she took that piece of glass and she said, Mommy, I want you to have my treasure. And Mommy looks at the treasure and she only sees a broken piece of glass. And then her daughter says, Mommy, look, come here. And she shows her mother the piece of glass with the sunlight shining through it. And then she says, Now look here, Mommy. And then she turns on the lamp and she holds the piece of broken glass up to the lamp, up to the bulb, and it shines through beautiful and glorious. Isn't that lovely, Mommy? Isn't that beautiful? And the delight of the child in this useless piece of glass, which now turned into a beautiful gift, is wonderful. It's a treasure worth more than any amount of money could buy, because it's something from her heart to your heart. This is the way we think about any circumstance in life. We don't unthink a circumstance we don't want. We don't unthink pain. Because if we think about pain at all, we empower that pain to grow and be something in our life. How can we think about wholeness when we are in pain? How can we think about health when pain boggles us? How can we think that our bodies are whole and perfect, that our bodies are well, that we are not with pain when we are with pain? This is something that the masters have learned to do. Now, you say, oh, well, I'm not a master. How could I ever learn to do that? I'm not a master. I can't learn to do that. It's beyond me. Well, you are a master. Everyone is a master. And everyone has it in the grasp of their hand right now. It's just to take away the how do I unthink pain, and say, think pain. And you say, well, how stupid. Why should I think pain? I'm going to think something nice and think something good. Yeah, right you are. Right you are. Right you are. You're going to think something good. And when you think something good, then that something good is yours. So I'm going to think, I live in a beautiful body. I live in a beautiful body. I live in a beautiful body. My body is wonderful. My body is wonderful. I like me. I like me. I like me. And all that you say in the face of the pain that you're experiencing. And the more you think how wonderful your body is, the more you think how great you are, the more you think what a glorious body you live in, the more you recognize how glorious your body is. The more you recognize what a great and beautiful body you have, the more you recognize your eyes, your nose, your fingers, your toes, the more you recognize everything about you is beautiful and good, the more you experience everything about you being beautiful and good. We never can unthink anything. We can think about things, Because when we unthink something, we are really thinking about that which we are thinking and empowering that, giving that the belief that it's there. All life is an illusion, whether it's pain or whether it's wholeness. It's all an illusion. We know that. Now, what kind of an illusion do we want in our life? What kind of an illusion do we want to experience in our life? What kind of illusion is important for you and for me? Is it the unthinking illusion or is it the thinking illusion? By choice, I think beautiful thoughts. By choice, I also think that I don't have beautiful thoughts and that I don't have a beautiful life and that I don't have a beautiful world to live in. Oh, my. Let's quit that right now, quick in a hurry. And let's put the cause in motion. I like me. I live in my beautiful body. I live in my perfect, my ideal body. I think the word ideal is so wonderful because it doesn't have any attitude about it. It just is. Nobody knows what ideal is. And so when we say, I live in my ideal body, then we say, yeah, okay. Now, if you say you live in your perfect body, then you think in your attitude of what you think perfect must be and that that's what your body must be. And that's a little tough sometimes because we have an idea of perfect which does not include pain. We have an idea of perfect which does not include any unhappiness. Well, the ideal body doesn't include pain and doesn't include unhappiness and doesn't include those things either. But we don't connect unhappiness with ideal. We don't connect pain with ideal. We connect with ideal all that is right order, divine right order, all that is beautiful, pure, and good. The ideal is the wonderful one, the one that works all the time in the right way, in the right manner. So today I claim this for myself. I claim my ideal body. I claim my ideal world. And as I claim my ideal world, I claim it happily and joyfully. I claim my ideal world because I know I cannot unthink my pain, but I can think my wholeness. I can think divine order right now. I can think all that is good and beautiful, and I do think all that is right and good and beautiful right now, because that's me. That's me, now and always. I like me. I like me. I like me. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you. As I say these affirmative statements, they are real in my heart, and they are all that I know, and they are all that I care about, for that is what I am. That is my thought for today. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.